Hallelujah. Good morning, Glory and Peace Church. Good to see everyone this morning. Hallelujah. Welcome to those online. Let's all stand and start praise and worship together. Praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we welcome you into this place. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this place. Have your way in this place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Too small in my eyes, oh Lord, forgive me, I have believed in the lie that you
up again all together.
I have made you too small in my eyes, oh Lord.
Oh Lord, forgive me. I have believed in the lie that you
be magnified.
Be magnified, oh Lord.
You are highly,
you are highly exalted.
And there is nothing,
and there is nothing you
magnified. Be magnified, Father. Show yourself strong in the lives of your people. We come, O God, this day to worship you in spirit and in truth. Our faith, our trust is in you. Builder of the church, build your church locally and globally. Fight for your people. Help your church, Father. We cry for mercy. Cry for your help, and we receive it by faith in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated. Can you clean up my sound a little bit? I don't know what to tell you. Thank you, worship team. That was wonderful. Our focus this morning and today is on missions. The church of the Lord around the world is experiencing immense persecution. I cannot tell you how bad it is. In Haiti, 2 or 3 days ago, a young couple and their Haitian counterpart shot to death. Why? They're preaching the gospel. I cannot tell you about Pakistan and what is happening in Pakistan. People being hacked to death. Churches being burnt. Homes burnt. I get all this information from around the world and the persecution of the church. Here in Canada, we have a different kind, but nowhere close. These people have been persecuted and they keep on standing for God and His purpose because they believe. And up here, we're so lukewarm. We take things for granted. We have a headache and we think the world is ending. There are people getting beheaded. It's not a safe place. But we are beyond the natural. And we believe that there is a God who cares about people. Amen? That persecution taking place in those places, in Nigeria, in the Congo, in the Philippines, you name it. The devil hates the body of Christ, but the body of Christ needs to stand up. The Chinese Christians are standing up. Do we have to go through persecution before we know to stand up? We give a few dollars and we think we've given so much. There are people that are giving their lives to preach the gospel. Right now, my dear friend, I won't mention his name for his protection. He's in a community where people
were cut down. One of my spiritual sons sent me a text the other day. It's happening again. It's like every month. We cannot relent in preaching this gospel. Amen? Amen. We cannot. While all of this is going on, I just returned from Pakistan and I got a text 2-3 days later. Can you come back in October? I said, no, no, no. Hold it, hold it. Okay, let's do leadership conferences. And we will be doing that. All I'm trying to say this morning on this Mission Sunday is that there is a mission. And we need to invest in souls. We need to get to people as quickly as we can get to them with the gospel of the kingdom. They want Jesus. And the reason they're getting persecuted is because those other people are seeing that so many are coming into the kingdom. And they're trying to scare them from not coming into the kingdom. But the more they do it, the mighty hand of God is going to wrest people from hell. Hallelujah. You can kill this body, but my spirit you cannot kill. I'd rather have Jesus. Amen? They're living it out. While I was there, I was baptizing people that were 90 years old. 90-year-old coming into the water to be baptized. I don't care what they're going to do. What are they going to do to me? Kill me? I'm going to go for Jesus. Are you? They said, we'll fire you if you don't take the COVID booster, whatever. And we'll fold it like a deck of cards. Is that what we're going to do? Do you believe in Jesus enough to stand? Because it's coming here. The pressure is coming here. And you're going to choose which way you're going to go. Better make the right choices now. Amen? Amen? What we're doing here is not a game. Did you hear me? This is not a game. This is about eternity. And you and I need to be so sold out that it doesn't matter what the enemy tries to do, that we are confident about this one thing. Take the whole world and give me Jesus. I don't care. how hungry do I have to be before I die? And by the way, who said I'm going to get hungry? When God feeds the sparrows, He even used an unclean bird to feed His prophet. Who told you? Who told you that lie? We just sang that song, didn't we just sing that song? I have believed in a lie. What lie have you believed in? You want status? What status is greater than being the son of the Most High God? I want you to reflect this morning and let your worship come from the very depths of your being. Jesus gave everything to save me. My life is not worth anything without Him. Nothing that you can accumulate in this world is worth anything without Him. Get that settled. And when you and I get that settled, we'll not be afraid of anything or anyone. There's nothing we'll not give to glorify Him. We will magnify Him and worship Him in spirit and in truth. Make your Christian walk personal. This is personal. Did anybody come here to just have some fun and then go home? You just came to see some of your friends and then go home? This is just something that we do on Sundays. We just go to church on Sundays. It's our tradition. We've always done it that way. Is that why you came? I hope not. I hope that you came today to be fortified in your spirit. So fortified. Well, some people say you got brainwashed. I like my brain washed from all sin and all unrighteousness so I can stand for God. Brainwash me all you want. I believe in God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Any way you twist it, I will work on it. Praise God. Well, I have a word from the Lord for us this morning. But before we do that, let's have Mama come and lead us in our time of prayer and intercession. And every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, you got to be on fire for God. Amen? Don't be afraid of them in your schools. Not the teacher, not the fellow students, not the peers. Don't be a secret disciple. Let the whole world know that you believe in God. Let them mock all they want. Like secret disciples, they will come to you and say, "Please pray for me, praise Him." When they've seen power in your life. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, good day, everyone.
Good day.
rest of you, stretch your hands. Stretch your hands while we pray for our children and our family. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for another great day you have given to us. A beautiful day. This is the day the Lord has made for us. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Thank you for all our biological children, your spouses, your seeds, all our spiritual children, extended families, partners, church family, and all those who are hearing the sound of my voice. Everyone from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, we pray for everyone, those walking the earth every decade of life. Father, we lift everyone before you. Touch our lives, minister your grace, cause your word to be real in our lives, to believe in you and to trust in you. Your word says, only believe and all things are possible. Lord, we believe in you. We believe you died for us, you rose again for us, you ascended on high, and you've caused us to sit with you in heavenly places. In Christ Jesus. This is our position in life. And in this place, we have peace. We have joy. We have goodness. We have favor. All our needs are met in this place. We worship and we bless your holy name in this place. And in this place, we raise our family and we walk with you. In this place, we succeed in life. We thrive in life. So we thank you that everyone is living in your divine system. And in your system, there is goodness. There is perfect peace. We keep our mind stayed on you in this place. Our children will have a great week. Every one of us, we will go out in peace and come back in peace. Will no harm or evil shall come nigh our dwelling. We will succeed at everything that we place our hand to do. Our church is thriving, our families are thriving, our households are thriving, our pocketbooks are thriving, every need met. And Lord, we thank you for miracles. You are the supplier of every need. We thank you that glory and peace need are met, and all the church family need are met. And those hearing the sound of our voices, their need are also met in the name of Jesus. Thank you for excellence, the spirit of excellence upon all our lives, spirit of waiting on the Lord upon our lives, the spirit of worshiping the Lord upon our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, God bless you, children. See you later. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Quiet, please. No talking while I'm praying. You got to honor the Lord. Keep your mouth shut. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Father, we thank you for your Spirit. We honor you and we bless your holy name. We thank you that we didn't come here for ourselves. We came here to have an encounter with you. Have your way in every one of our lives. Solve the problems that need solving. Strengthen us, O God, and be magnified in our lives and through our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. All right. Our scripture this morning is going to be Psalm 118. Psalm 118. There are 29 verses. You can start reading. Let's start before I start picking these psalms this morning, the Lord was reminding me about how a lot of us have to learn to give thanks and really be thankful about every single thing. Every single thing. Be thankful. Don't wait that I didn't have this. Be thankful for what you already have. Be thankful for just your life. You are alive this morning. Nobody made you to walk here. You walk by your own 2 feet. Can somebody stand up and praise the Lord? And your hands and your fingernails, they are moving. Can you wave your hands to the Lord? You know, there are many who will never wave their hands again. There are many who will never have feet that can touch the earth again. There are many who can never sit on their own again, or lie down on their own again, or get up on their own again. This very day, there are many who are living like that, but you are not living in that realm. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. You got to give thanks. You can sit or stand, do whatever you like. You know, you can breathe on your own, just breathing. You are not an oxygen tank. You know, after the doctors keep you for a while, 2-3 years, they give up on you. They say, we can't do this anymore. Let's send you to where you can go die. But God has given you for how many decades of life you have lived. You've been breathing. Some of you have been breathing for so many decades. For free. Can you thank him for your breath this morning? May you not get to the place where you come to, oh Lord, I wish I can just breathe on my own. Give him thanks. And you will continue in that realm of breathing freely. Father, I thank you for my breath. Hallelujah. Learn to give God thanks. You can go to the bathroom all by yourself. Give thanks for that. My system is working. I can do number one, number two freely. Give God thanks. Can we thank him this morning? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Let's begin to give God thanks. Stop looking at the little that you do not have. You have so much. And that great God who gave you so much today is going to take care of that little. In the name of Jesus, it shall be done and shall surely come to pass. Somebody praise the Lord. Let's read. So when you read the scripture this morning, come from that perspective of giving thanks. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Can you now put your family name there? Let the Ephesians now say that his mercy endure it forever. Say amen. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endure it forever. Can you now put your name again, your family name? Let the house of the Ephesino now say that his mercy endure it forever. Why? Because God is a God of household. He knows every one of you and he knows your family. And he's telling your family to say his mercy endure forever. You know, that's something that God produces every day. His mercies are new every morning. So early this morning, dawn started from 12:00, maybe a few seconds, just past 12, midnight. So mercy has been running since that time. Yes, 24/7, but he makes brand new one early morning, every morning. So morning starts from 12, what? A few seconds past 12 midnight, morning have started. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you have, while you were sleeping, mercy was just marinating you. Mercy endure forever. Let them now, verse 4, let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endure forever. Is that you? Say, I fear the Lord. His mercy endure forever. Say a big amen. Verse 5, and I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. How many people are promoted right now? God is the God of promotion. You will never stay in a small place. God has designed a large place. Say, Lord, put me in a large place. Yes, if you like small, stay small. But God's answer is large. He said, he set me. So you don't make yourself in there. He's going to put you. He's going to create that place and put you in it. Say, Lord, create that large place for me and my household. And set me there. He set you there. So nobody can unset you. I say a big amen. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Those that help you, God is going to help them. And those that hate you, well, you know the answer. Verse 8, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Your trust will always be in the Lord. Take your eyes off man. Always God. We sang it, my eyes are on you. Keep your eye on him, the author and the finisher of our faith. Verse 9, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. You can't even put them on rulers. Put it only in the Lord. That will cover government and leadership or any type of person you know. Even family members that you think have deep pockets, they will never be the one you should put your trust in. Only the Lord. Say, I put my trust in the Lord. Amen. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about. Yeah, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. So no nation on earth can destroy God's plan for your life. He said you will overcome all of them. Is that here in your Bible? So when nations in the future make decisions that wants to destroy you, they cannot really destroy you because God says, what did God say? God said, I will destroy them. So if they plan anything against you, it will never work. Because you are alive, your nations are thriving. Hallelujah. Because you live in the city, that city thrives. You must know who you are. You are representing heaven on earth. So take your place properly and begin to declare and decree things. Say amen. Say amen. Say big amen. 12, they compass me about like bees. They are quenched as a fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Look at the kind of fire the enemy sends. Fire that have thorns. They're not just flames. They have piercing. But God says, I will destroy them. Hallelujah. So that means no weapon fashioned against you shall ever prosper. They are destroyed. Thou hast thrust sword at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. So plot and plan all you want. It will never happen. Because God is on my side and he helps me. Say amen. It will help your family. It will help your business. It will help your church. It will help everything that you set your hand to. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. Amen. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Did you read that? Inside you is programmed. Shaparakataya. Inside you is the voice of rejoicing. Salvation is inside your tabernacles. The right hand of the Lord is ready to do valiantly. Somebody give him praise. You are not ordinary. You yourself, you are an instrument. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm an instrument. Hallelujah. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. Do you understand what you read there? That means if something bad, have you ever busted singing and rejoicing? When things are actually going wrong, not only when it's going good, a voice should rise from you that is praising the Lord and you are making up your own songs and giving him praise. By the time you finish, it's like a whole garment of heaviness is stripped off you. If you don't have that voice, then find it. Spend time in his presence. The voice will be activated. Say amen. You have a lot of things that need to be activated. As you spend time with God, they come alive. They stay dormant until his presence activates them. Say, Lord, activate what you have programmed in me. In the name of Jesus. You know, as I said that, the power of God was strong on that. May you be activated. Somebody say, I receive my activation. Say amen. The right hand, I'm trying to quickly finish it. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Is there anyone who has that testimony? Say amen. Some of you don't believe it. Only few people said amen and hallelujah. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Say amen. All I'm going to be saying, see what the Lord has done. It is marvelous in my sight. The Lord has chastened me so, but he had not given me over unto death. Yes, he will correct you when you need correction. Hallelujah. He doesn't just chasing you where you just feel good. Say chasing you so you feel it. You know, we always say, don't wait for the Lord to humble you. Just humble yourself. Amen. When he humbles you, that's why you say from grace to grass. So just better humble yourself so you can move from grace to grace, glory to glory. Amen. But if you don't humble yourself, you shall be humbled. He knows how to humble you. Somebody say, Lord, teach me humility. Hallelujah. Don't be braggadocious. Brag about his goodness. Anything happening in your life, give him thanks. Give him praise. Because you didn't make it happen. He provided. He did it. Hallelujah. And don't rub it on other people's faces. Encourage them to come up higher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a place for correction. There's a place for edification. So let both mercy and truth and justice flow through our lives. Say amen. 19, open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them and I will praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. So it's not for unrighteous people. It's only for the righteous. May you enter, may you become righteous and be the one that passes through that gate. It is not opened by you. He said the Lord will open it. Say, open it. Eh? Did you read that? Open to me. You see what I mean? You can't make anything happen. He has to make it happen. But get yourself to the place where he makes things happen for you. 21, I'll praise thee for thou hast heard me and hath become my salvation. Amen. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's prophecy about Jesus. And also, even if you have been rejected and rejected and rejected, your time of acceptance is coming. Say amen. Say amen. and you will not be a tiny stone. You're going to be the chief cornerstone, head. Your head only and not tail. You shall rise. Somebody say, I will rise. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Say, Lord, do marvelous things in my life and in my family. This is the day which the Lord had made. Is that Jesus calling on the corner? This is the day which the Lord had made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Verse 25. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee. Send now prosperity. Somebody say, I receive this. Say amen. You got to ask for it. Prosperity doesn't just show up. Ask and you shall receive. Some people don't ask. If you already have plenty, ask the Lord to give you more than enough so you can help somebody else. Say amen. Abundance is a good thing, but you can distribute. Say, Lord, make me a distributor of good things. Of good things. Say amen. Say amen. You think today if you are so blessed and you find somebody in your city that is struggling, they don't have a house, they don't have food, they don't have anything, and you are blessed to the level where you can just say, you know what? I'm going to pick somebody today. I'm going to buy them a new house, a new vehicle, furnish their home, pay for their children's university school fees. Will that glorify God or bring shame to God? It will glorify God. We want to be blessed to that level where we are doing things like that. Say, Lord, bless me. Send now prosperity so I can do things like this. Say amen. If you cannot start at that level, you can start by just buying grocery. Amen. You can, when you go grocery shopping, somebody's in front of you, you can say, well, I'm going to pay for half of whatever they are paying. That is a start. Or I'll pay for $20 or $50. You begin to increase your faith. So we all have things to do. Say amen. Sam is seed sower. He gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. He sends prosperity to the one who continues to sow. Say amen. Say amen. Yeah, you got to do it to the level where the devil's annoyed. Say, I'm out of here. I don't like her very well. Yes, don't like me. We are not friends. Say amen. Say amen. Yes, this is what your father will do for you. You have a good father. 26, blessed be, and when we finish, we're going to say amen and I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. You see, that's what I mean. When you bless people, you are blessing out of the house of the Lord. You are the righteous. Righteousness is inside you. Gates are open to you. You have access. Access to everything your father has. And you can distribute from that place. God is the Lord which had showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. He still wants us to do sacrifices. Say amen. We don't slaughter goats and sheep anymore, but we give sacrificially unto him. Say amen. May your sacrifice be bound to the altar so that each time you step on that altar, the altar of God is crying for you that you have done something wonderful. Say amen. That your prayers are answered, that angels are activated to do things for you and on your behalf. Verse 28, thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, for his mercy, endure forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. 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 Our thanks. We don't have enough words to say thank you, but we say receive all our thanks. Receive zillions and zillions of thanksgiving from our heart to you. You are a faithful God, and you deserve every adoration, every thanksgiving, every praise. Your word says they were not thankful. That is why all these curses came upon them. There shall be no curses among any one of us. We are a thankful people. We are thankful for every square inch of our lives, our homes, our families, everything that you have given to us, we are thankful. Thank you, Lord, for divine health, divine wealth, divine peace. Thank you, Lord, for families. Thank you for friends. We're even thankful for enemies because they cause us to run to you instead of running away from you. So, Lord, save every member of our entire household. That day we praise you and give you thanks. We pray now for the nation of Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls, prosperity to her palaces. Peace, peace, peace. Lord, remember your everlasting covenant that you have made with our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Remember your people, Lord. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in the palm of your hands. Israel, your firstborn. Remember your people, Lord, for all Israel shall be saved. Lord, continue to arise and let all your enemies be scattered. Let the enemies of Israel be scattered and the enemies of your people be scattered. In the name of Jesus, we see that one by one you are taking care of them. You are showing your hand is upon that nation. Father, continue to give wisdom to the leadership to do the right thing all the time. Even in difficult times, may they seek your face and do what you have poured in their spirit to do. In the name of Jesus, fathers, we pray now that the blessing of Abraham, out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. Let it pour on that nation Israel, upon Canada, upon Nigeria, United States of America, upon Belgium, upon Spain, and upon Yugoslavia. In the name of Jesus, touch these nations. Draw them to you, Lord. Cause them to know you. All the Slav nations, touch them. Save them, Lord. Save every nation where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord. The islands of the seas, and the furthest, even the North Pole and South Pole, people who live in those places, remember them. There are places that are not even mapped. Remember your people, Lord. Touch your people, Lord. Save that one hiding in the wilderness. You're the God who can reach Jacob in the wilderness. You can reach any soul. Save your people, Lord. Save your people, Lord. May those who are calling on your name for their name's sake save their nation. Redeem those nations. You have redeemed it, but may they really come into it. We ask now for revival upon our nations. In the name of Jesus, that we will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus. Walk with you and give you praise. Lord, we now pray for all our leaders that you touch them. Strengthen them. May they draw near to you and make righteous decisions. For righteousness saves a nation, but sin is the reproach. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is the reproach. May you exalt the nations where righteous people are, and the ones that are practicing wickedness, deliver them from all evil, that they will turn back to you. The God who saved Nineveh is still alive and well. Save the nations. Even where they practice Sodom and Gomorrah behavior, save them, Lord. Save them in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise in the service this morning. Those that are sick, we declare you be healed, be restored, be made whole. And those that are depressed, come into joy. That garment of heaviness fall off your life. That the joy of the Lord will come alive in you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for healing those that are sick, that are part of this ministry, be healed, be restored, be made whole. We thank you for bringing them out of death to life. Speedify everything that needs to be completely made whole in their bodies, spirit, soul, and body, in the name of Jesus. Be in this service this morning. Provide for your people. Let the word of the Lord come now with power, with grace, with favor, mercy, and truth. With healing, deliverance, solutions, answers, and testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name, bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, the receiver of the word, and those who will publish the word, telling somebody about Jesus and the goodness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we declare so. Amen. May God bless you. Praise the Lord. Apostle.
I bless you all in the name of the Lord. Amen. This is a psalm that we are all very familiar with. If I were to ask what that psalm is, most everyone here this morning will be able to tell me at the very first try. It's a psalm in the 23rd chapter. The psalmist says, "The Lord is my shepherd." The Lord is my shepherd. The man talking about this was a shepherd himself. And he saw something about God that he could relate with. He had a flock that was taken care of, the Bible tells us. That one day a bear came by and wanted to take one of those sheep, and he clobbered that bear. A young man, a lion, came for one of his sheep, and he went after that lion, grabbed it by the bear, by its ears, and whacked it. And he could see, if I could do this for my sheep, what would God do for me? I want you to think about that this morning. That the God you serve will do more than you can do. Hallelujah. If a David can go after a lion and a bear, can go after a giant called Goliath, what devil is going to stand in your way when you are his flock and he is your shepherd? Oh, I don't know if you're hearing me. The Bible says, in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 2 and verse 6. Matthew 2 and verse 6. Hear what the Lord says. The word of God says, "And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel." God was sending somebody that was going to take a stand. And in John 10:11, he tells us
very clearly that he is the good shepherd. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And the Lord is saying today to you and to me, he's saying, I am the good shepherd. I give my life for you. Anything that's trying to take you out, I am going to go out there and take it out. He says, I'm not a hireling. Hallelujah. I am not a hireling. I'm a good shepherd. I have a stake here. A hireling does not have a stake in the matter. God has a stake concerning you. He shed his precious blood to redeem you. He went all the way for you and for me. And he's saying, I am your good shepherd. Hallelujah. 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 God shepherds you. What does this mean? God shepherding me. It means that God is guiding me. God is protecting me. God is making provision for me. God is directing me. And as I fall, go astray, his grace is sufficient. Will you say amen to that? He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm not going to lack anything that I need. Everything I need is going to be provided me. God is my shepherd. I shall not want. I want you to say that. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. It means that nothing in your life is going to be abated. It means that nothing in your life is going to be seasoned with lack. That God will at all times bless you, enlarge you, increase you, support you, elevate you. And if you believe that God is that good shepherd, then you must celebrate with others that are experiencing the goodness of God. Because if you don't believe that God is your good shepherd, then you will be envious and jealous of people that are doing well. Somebody listening. I shall not lack. Say it with me. I shall not lack. I shall want nothing. The Lord is my shepherd. Praise the Lord. That means God will move heaven and earth to make certain that you get what you need. Glory be to God. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. In essence, God is going to bring you to the place where the food is. And you don't have to fight and struggle for it. It's right there. And the green grass that is meant for your food also becomes the place of your rest. Oh, my Lord, have mercy on me. Where you are resting is where you are eating. Listen, 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 listen. Where you are resting is where you are what? Eating. Say it with me. Where I am resting, that's where I'm eating. Where you are not resting, you cannot eat. Is somebody listening yet? You got to connect those dots right this very moment, that God is bringing you to your green pastures, and in that green pasture you are called to rest. Are you ready to rest in the goodness of God? Now, do you know in John 10, he tells us that because he's the good shepherd, he leads you and he brings you into your pasture, and you go in and out and you find pasture. Do you understand what I just said? That he leads you from a place where there was no pasture into a place where there is pasture. And if you turn around and you go back, you will not find the place where you used to be, that used to be a place of lack, anymore that same way. It will now be blessed in your going out and in your coming in. I am the door. When you step through that door, you step into essence. You step into fullness. You step into greatness. You step into wholeness. You step into the glory of the living God. Somebody shout, hallelujah. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, if you enter in by me, the door, if you go through another door, you are not going to get pasture. But you've got to go through the door, the portal, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. He says, you go through this door, you're going to be saved. Are there any saved people here? Then you must have gone through that door. He says, this saved person shall go in and out and find pasture. You're not in the world of Lodiba, a pastureless place. No, it's a new day. Somebody say, it's a new day. It's a new day. This shepherd became a king. And he looked for his friend's son. He said, is there anyone left of the house of Jonathan? And he was told, yes, there is one. He says, where is he? He said, he's in the house of Micaiah in a place called Lodiba. He says, bring him here. They brought him, and guess what? He restored unto him everything that belonged to his father, because he's a God of restoration. Hallelujah. I said he's a God of restoration. And after he restored everything to him, he said, come sit at my table. Guess what? He wasn't offering Mephibosheth the opportunity to bring his goodies to his king's table. No, he, the king, was going to provide everything Mephibosheth had. Someone said, that's the bonus. I am going to bless you, and I don't need anything of yours for this. Just come here, sit down. Sit down here. I am the good shepherd. You know, the awesome thing about the story of Mephibosheth and David is that Mephibosheth was sitting with all the other princes, and as long as he was sitting, you did not know that he was lame. That's what exactly is going to happen to you. Nobody's going to be able to tell the story of your life, because all they see is the glory of God bestowed upon you. Somebody shout hallelujah. When God is your good shepherd, there is no lack, and there is no place, no place to redefine you any other way but the way God has defined you. The criticisms of men cannot define your life. They must refine you and cause you to see life from a new perspective, the perspective of God being your shepherd. And the God who is your shepherd says, you're not going to lack anything. Hallelujah. David knew it. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I'm not going to lack. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. What is that all about? Sheep don't like moving water. They like still water. When they see moving water, it scares them. Because if their wool gets wet, they drown. So what does a good shepherd do? He takes them to the right spot because he understands their temperament. The promise of God to you and I is this: I will not allow you to be tempted beyond that which you are able to bear, but I'll provide a way of escape. Hallelujah. So if you're going through something right now, understand God knows what you can handle. I don't know if you heard that. He is not going to let you go through something that you cannot handle. Praise the Lord. So he leads you. He leads you because he's your good shepherd. If you are following the leading of the Holy Spirit, then you are declaring that he is your good shepherd, the God who restores your soul. When you are famished in your spirit, he is the God who restores your soul. He is in the restoration business. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When you are weak, you can say, I am strong. Praise the Lord. He leads you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That is a good promise to hold on to. Because if you're struggling with an addiction or struggling with a particular sin in your life, then that sin is not causing his name to be glorified. So God has a stake in the matter to make sure that you live uprightly, make sure that you have the capacity to do things the right way. Are you hearing me? I said, are you hearing me? So God is more interested in you walking uprightly and walking in holiness than you intend to. I've been praying about it. I want to stop this drinking, and it's not happening. Oh, no, 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 no. If that spirit of drunkenness is causing his name to be shamed, he makes certain that you live victoriously. Did you hear that? For his name's sake. Not for your good name, for his good name. He leads you in the paths of righteousness. Hallelujah. In other words, God is not going to lead you into a place where you're going to live in sin. He's going to lead you in the path that will cause you to live victoriously. It is his commitment as your good shepherd. Somebody shout hallelujah. Then the word of God says, yea, though I walk through the valley. I want you to hear this. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. If God leads you through the valley, he must be leading you through the valley for a purpose. Hallelujah. You are not going through what you are going through for no reason. And God does not mean to settle you in that valley. He's taking you through it. Hallelujah. The purpose and the process are two different things. I might be going through the process that is challenging and circumstances are in my way, but God has an agenda. Glory be to God. Just keep on going with him and you'll find out that this valley has a beginning and an end. Every problem you face in life has an expiration date. Glory be to God. It shall come to pass. Glory be to God. I said it shall come to what? Pass. It didn't come to stay. Hallelujah. And the fortifier of your spirit is fortifying you so that you can handle whatever storm is coming right now. And when you come to the other side, you'll be stronger than you used to be. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And by the way, I have never seen a shadow that can slap you. Yes. I don't care how big the dagger or the sword the shadow seems to have, it cannot cut you. And the reason there is a shadow is because the light of the universe is there. If you don't see a shadow, you're in the territory of the dark one. But the very fact that you see a shadow means that light is there. And God is exposing whatever it is that is there. But if God is exposing it, you must understand that God sees it too. Oh, glory. God sees the problem. The shadow of death, it's a spirit. I remember our oldest son. He must have been about 3 or 4, I'm not too sure how old now. Out of the blue, one day became afraid of the shadow. He was petrified. And he will jump on the couch and he's trembling. We try to convince him, it's nothing, but he will not get it. So we understood, this is a spiritual problem. The enemy is trying to attack our oldest, and we bound that spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. The next day, he saw the shadows. It's a shadow. Doesn't hurt. Look at the shadow. It doesn't hurt. He was no longer afraid. I'm saying to you today, in the mighty name of Jesus, stop being afraid of those shadows of the enemy, because those shadows are not real. Yes, 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 it's representing something, but whatever it's representing cannot stop you. It cannot hurt you. It cannot hinder you. It cannot impede your progress. This day, run after that thing and tell it to shut up. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you will not intimidate me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. God, you are with me, and your rod and your staff comfort me. The rod of God, the staff of God, the rod that affirms you, and the staff that chastises you, all spell L-O-V-E, love, God's love. Amen? Rest yourself in that goodness of God. He says to us, he says, I don't need to be afraid of them. In fact, this God is preparing for me a table in the presence of mine enemies. God doesn't need to drive away your enemies. He just needs to frustrate them because they cannot touch you. They're smelling all the goodies that God has prepped for you and can't eat of it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They can drool all they want, but they are not having me for meat. In fact, the word of God says God will cause them to be your meat. Praise the Lord. In fact, what God's word is saying, when he prepares a table in the presence of your enemies, is for you to eye every single one of them and says, I like that one for my steak today. Glory be to God. This one for salad. And God is going to rest down every day and make certain that you enjoy your day with the violinist playing away. Amen. You will know this drink. It's called Chapman. It's a special drink in Nigeria. When you go to Nigeria, you got to have some Chapman. You can Google it and find Chapman. It's a Nigerian drink. Perfect. I can see myself sitting at that table with my Chapman. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There is no devil in hell that can stop you. God is on your side. And if God be for you, who can be against you? The Lord is your shepherd. Amen. Oh, those witches, they are gathering together. They are this and they are that. Shut up already. God is a God who anoints my head with oil and my cup runneth over. Why is this important? The anointing over the head of the sheep. Because you see, sheep get very disturbed by flies. Because flies, when they attach themselves, lay their maggots, and those maggots start to burrow into the nostrils of the sheep. And when the shepherd anoints the head of the sheep, it stops it from being afraid, because those flies no longer are able to hinder or stop that sheep. What happens to the sheep when maggots get in there is that they start knocking their heads all over the place. And they get disoriented. And many times, a lot of believers don't allow the shepherd to anoint them. If you don't want to be messed up and confused, allow your good shepherd to anoint you. How does the anointing come out? The Bible tells us in Psalm 133, it says how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the anointing oil that was poured on the head of Aaron. How does that work? Psalm 118 that Mama read to us talked about, let the house of Aaron say, his mercy endureth forever. You experiencing mercy and extending mercy, loving each other, rather than living in a world of criticism, the world of judgment, attacking people for absolutely unimportant things. When God is your shepherd, you don't lack love. You don't lack peace. You don't lack joy, because he is the one who provides it. When you think a man is going to make you joyful or happy or whatever, then you've lost your track. Woe is a man who puts his trust in man. When you are anointed of God, you recognize that God can use people, anybody, but you know that your source is God. When you lose sight of the fact that God is your source, then you try to get whatever it is that you want from people. And if you're trying to get it from people, you are saying you lack it. Oh, my Lord, help me. If you don't lack it, you're not looking for it. You are fulfilled in yourself, because you are fulfilled of God. I don't know if you're hearing it, but please hear it. If God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. When you have reverence for God in your life, his mercy will endure forever. The mercies of God are not just for you. They are for you to share with others. If we don't extend mercy to each other, then we'll always be in strife with each other. If we don't extend mercy to each other, then we're going to walk in hate towards each other. If we don't extend mercy to each other, then we'll prefer ourselves over others. But in the place of unity, where you extend mercy one to the other, in that place, the commanded blessings of God will be bestowed upon you. And when the commanded blessings of God come upon you, you lack nothing. In the place of unity, your nakedness is covered. For the word of God says, it is like the skirt. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The mercies of God. The unity of God. This is how God anoints your head. He says, and your cup is going to run over. There is going to be an overflow. And then it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. All the days of my life. Every day that you live, goodness and mercy are following you. He says, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. His name is Jehovah Rohi. He's Jehovah Sitkenu. He's Jehovah Mekadesh. He's Jehovah Nisi. He's Jehovah Yireh. God is all of this. He has every name possible. And so when he was asked by Moses, who do I tell the Israelites sent me? What's your name? The response of God to him is, just tell them that I am is the one sending you. What is that? It means that God was saying, you cannot limit me. I have so many names. What do you need? You need a plumber? I'll be Jehovah Plumber. Hallelujah. You need a mechanic? I'll be Jehovah Mechanic. And I'm not jiving you here, because I am telling you
that this God is not limitable. Did you hear that? God has been my mechanic. He has fixed my cars. When I had cars that didn't have much life, the transmission dies, I laid hands in this Winnipeg on my cars. Two vehicles, transmission problems, fixed. Washing machine is not working. I called for somebody to come fix it. And they came and said, your motor is dead. I said, how do you know? He said, because it cannot move, it seized. So I have to replace it. I said, give it to me. He gave it to me. I said, this, like, it's not supposed to do this? He said, give me that. What happened? I said, is it fixed now? I said, put my old one back in. Hallelujah. He put the old one back in and the washing machine started working again. I didn't have money. I didn't have money. And the Lord is saying, call for the appliance guy to come. I don't know why he didn't fix it just by laying on of hands. But God wanted to show me I can be Jehovah appliance repairer. Hallelujah. My gas tank was empty for a whole week. I didn't have money to put in there. Jesus, our Lord, says, I'm going to be Jehovah gas for you. I am that I am. Did you hear that? That's the God you serve. Your good shepherd who says you will lack nothing. All through the scriptures, Jesus our Lord showed up in so many ways. In the book of Genesis, he reveals himself as a creator. In Exodus, he reveals himself once again as a Passover lamb. We go to the book of Leviticus, he's our high priest right there. We come to the book of Numbers, and he's leading the people as a pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud, saying, I am dictating the timing of your movement. Don't worry. Stay here as long as I'm here. And when I move, if you see that cloud moving, if you see that fire, the pillar of fire moving, you move with me. I am your leader. I am your good shepherd. I am going to direct the paths of your life. Somebody shout hallelujah. In the book of Deuteronomy, he reveals us himself and he says, listen, I'm going to be that prophet that is greater than Moses in your life. I am going to bring about a fresh word, a word that is going to bring you into a new essence of grace, supernatural living by the authority of my everlasting word. I'm going to be that curse for you so that you can experience the blessings of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. In Joshua, he says, I'm going to be your father, your fighter. I'm going to take on your enemies, and I'm going to make sure that you inherit your promises. I am going to share your piece of property. Everybody getting the portion that is due them. I am the commander of the armies. Somebody shout hallelujah. In the book of Judges, he reveals himself as the judge, as the one who gives justice. Do you feel like life is unjust? He says, I'm going to be the deliverer of justice in your life.
in the book of Ruth, he reveals himself as a kinsman redeemer. He brings a Gentile woman into the family of God. He brings somebody that was not allowed, a Moabite, not allowed to be part of the temple. He says, you're going to be part of the family now. I said you can't be, but I'm making a change. I'm saying you can now be. Oh, may God change his mind about you and take you in and establish you and cause you to flourish in righteousness and in truth. And may the devil and all his courts all be liars. Glory be to God. You see, this God that you and I serve is faithful. He will never leave you nor forsake you. The Bible tells us in 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel that he is that great king, that great prophet, that great priest. Oh, child of God, in 1 Samuel, he says, his name shall be El, because he was the one who came and made it possible for a barren woman to be pregnant. He did it with Isaac. He said, I am going to come visit you, and at the time of life, you're going to have a child. You are going to laugh again. While she was laughing from unbelief, he was saying, no. You're going to laugh and celebrate. I'm going to flip your laughing of doubt to the laughter of joy. This God that you and I serve is faithful and is unstoppable. I'm saying to you, child of God, today, the devil may have his agenda, but God's agenda trumps all the agendas of the enemy. Somebody shout hallelujah. In 1st and 2nd Kings and in the Chronicles, he is that king that is reigning over our lives. In Ezra, he's a faithful scribe who keeps on proclaiming freedom, 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 freedom. In Nehemiah, he does what he does. He restores the burnt walls, all the disaster that the enemy had put in place. He comes and he rebuilds, and he's saying, I'm going to rebuild you. I'm going to rebuild your family. I'm going to rebuild your business. I'm going to rebuild my church. I am going to be God in every area of your lives. I want you to celebrate that God this day is the God who restores that which is broken. Do you receive that? In Esther, he reveals himself as the protector of his people. In the person of Esther, he reveals himself. In the person of Mordecai, he reveals himself. A Mordecai who will not give in and stood for righteousness. He will do the same for you and I. Somebody shout hallelujah. In Job, he says to us, I'm going to make your latter days greater than your former days. No matter what you've gone through, I am the God who's going to replenish and restore and enlarge and increase and elevate. Somebody shout hallelujah. In the book of Psalms, again, it tells us, I am your good shepherd. I am your good shepherd. Don't forget that.
I am your keeper. In Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, he reveals himself as wisdom. I pray today, this good shepherd, be wisdom to us. Hallelujah. 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 That we become wiser than our teachers. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Songs of Solomon, he's our lover. The one who takes us to the secret place. Oh, praise God. Do you know God wants to take you to that secret place? It's a place where nobody else can come. Where the relationship is consummated. God revealing himself intimately to you and you intimately to him, because he's your lover. Hear this, child of God. God wants to bear himself before you. He took three of his disciples up the mountain in Mark 9, and he revealed his true essence to them. God wants to reveal himself to you and I in a fresh way. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop there today. And if the Lord lets me, I'm going to go through every book and show to us how he reveals himself to us. But I want you to understand that God wants to bear himself to you, reveal himself to you, bring you to a place of intimacy, bring you to the place where he talks to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because there is a talk. God wants to talk with you. And in this place, you can talk to him about anything. It's a good thing to be able to talk to the Father, to have a relationship, and you can hear God. What would I do if I didn't hear God? I cannot. That would not be good. I have to hear God. And the thing about God is that when you are in this place of intimacy with him, that he will talk about anything. You think God will only talk about spiritual things. He doesn't just talk about spiritual things. He talks about mundane things, because everything to God is spiritual. Come on. Everything to God is spiritual, because everything that is came out of him. Hello? Even the orange came out of him. Maybe one of these days, when you have an orange that is not tasting sweet, lay hands on it. I'm serious. Lay hands on it and see if it's going to become sweet. You say, no, Pastor, come on, get real now. I'm serious. If he can make me drive on a car that I had to fill up every 2 or 3 days because it went down. And I drove it 1 hour every day for a whole week. Certainly, he can sweeten a sour orange. Hello? You know what? We don't do things like that because we don't think God will do stuff like that. Did he cause an axe to float and swim? What good is that? No, because the guy needs it. You shall lack nothing. Say it with me, I shall lack nothing because the Lord is my shepherd. He is Lord over my life. I belong to him. Therefore, he is responsible for me. Think. My lease was up on my vehicle, so I had to change it. And but about a month ago, I said, you know, it would be nice to have my birth year on my license plate. And I left it there. So I went to get my new plates, and guess what was lying on the top? The very one that I was talking to the Lord about. It was right on top. I said, look at this. And I had just talked to the person that I was getting my lease from. I said, I would like to have a license plate like this. So when I came back, I showed him the plate. And he goes, ha ha! And the other guy says, if something like this will happen, it has to happen for you. And I'm saying, yes, the Lord is my shepherd. Something as trivial as that. That's what I'm talking to you about. Something as trivial as that, and God is interested in it because you are interested in it. Do you think God cares about what you're going to eat today? Absolutely. Did you get the point? If you got the point, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Rise with me. Heavenly Father, let it be known by our person and by all creation that our confession is true and it is final. You, Lord, are our good shepherd. We lack nothing. We give you praise, Father, for your manifold blessings. We thank you for your authority. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for your magnificent blessings. We say yes and amen to your word and truth. And we say, Father, let it be unto us according to thy word. And all of God's people together in agreement said, in Jesus' name, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We pray for the persecuted Christians. And we thank God for grace to win souls. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Well, It's time to give unto the Lord. This is Mission Sunday. And that means we invite you to not only give your regular offering, but give also for missions. Mark it under missions. The information for your giving online should be on the screen. For e-transfers, it's donation at gloryandpeace.com. Amen. I'll encourage us to change that marker, and when we're doing that particular aspect, just fill the screen with that information so it's large enough for people to see right away. Amen. So if you're giving online, donation at gloryandpeace.com, or you can go to the website and go on the donation button, and you can give that way. And of course, you can give physically right here or by mail, 1296 Main Street, and your giving will be received, and may the Lord speak over your seed sown. Thank you for doing that so quickly. That's very, very good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. At this time, let us share together in communion. If you don't have the elements for communion, just wave and you will be served. Anybody needs to be served? Okay, it looks like everybody has been served. Praise God. The God we serve is faithful, and that's what we've been talking about today. He will be whatever you need Him to be in your life. As long as you believe that there is a God, believe that. He is your present help in the times of trouble. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Today, as we take off this body, may we be reminded of that very fact, that He is our God. He is our Redeemer. He is our Deliverer. He is our Healer. He is our Provider. He is our Peace. He is our Protection. He's everything we need. Take off this body and eat.
As we take off this cup of blessing, just say, Jesus, you are my Lord.
You are my God.
You are my shepherd.
You are my shepherd.
I shall not want. Say amen.
Amen.
Take and drink.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for every one of you. We celebrate the goodness of God in your lives. Let's continue to stand together for the purposes of the Lord and walk in divine unity and peace together. Amen. Look forward to seeing you tonight for another time together in the presence of the Lord. Wednesday's Bible study and Friday's prayer meeting. We say bye to those that are on YouTube and Facebook. And we'll take this time to greet those that are on Zoom.